My name's Aaron Watson.
And so you're a part of this Dark Skies Paeonia organization. Where did the inspiration come from to create this?
Well, I do an astronomy club every month. And so part of astronomy is you want to have clear, dark skies. And so I did a presentation on the dark skies. And by doing that, I found other community members who were also interested in the dark skies movement, not for astronomy, but because they had lights shining into their bedroom and living room windows at night, and they want to change that. So we've kind of teamed up and created this group.
So not only does it talk about light pollution in the sky, but also light pouring into people's homes?
Yeah, light. So that's called light trespassing. So it's when there's light somewhere, like a street light especially, and it shines into your house. And there's shielding that we can install on those to get them to shine where we want them, which is onto the ground where we need it.
What would that require of the town?
So we're working with the local energy company, DMEA, and they're the ones that actually own the lights. So it's going to require working with them, and they're going to replace the actual light heads, the fixtures that go on the streetlights, with these new LED fully shielded fixtures.
Okay. And so with LED, that would also be saving the town.
Tons of energy. Okay. Yeah, tons of money, because it saves a lot of energy. The things with LEDs, though, is they're not all created equally. And the American Medical Association is recommending that they be below 3,000 K color temperature. And a lot of them are 4,000 K or above, and they're finding that that can actually cause a lot of health problems because it disrupts our circadian rhythm.
Wow.
And can create cancer, can create heart disease, makes us lose sleep and things like that. So by going with 3,000 K or below, the American Medical Association, that's a lot more healthy for us.
Okay.
So that's what we're working towards.
Now, I've seen dark skies quite a bit in the media lately. Could you explain what's happening in Colorado with the movement?
Yeah, so there's a lot happening in Colorado. So the first thing is that Governor Polis has declared June to be dark sky month for all of Colorado. And so that's a great boost of support. There's also been multiple national parks who have recently gained dark sky designation, including Dinosaur National Monument and Great Sand Dunes National Park. They just came online last week. And there's also a couple towns like Westcliff and Silvercliff, as well as Norwood, who have gotten the certification as well.
Cool. So you're working on getting that certification for Paeonia?
For Paeonia itself, yep. Exactly.
And as an astronomer, you explained, how does it feel to see this movement towards dark skies and the return of our starlight?
It's amazing. I mean, already in Paeonia, we have pretty good dark skies just out of town, and that's been such an inspiration living here. Just like I can see the Milky Way from where I live. A lot of people can't. And so that's something we really need to protect here. And all of really rural Western Colorado has these really beautiful, amazing night skies. And so we can really protect this whole area and make it a place for future people can enjoy the skies as well. Because that's, you know, it's so awe-inspiring to just be under the stars at night. It's amazing, yeah.
Beyond the effects for humans, I imagine it would be better for the local wildlife as well to have dark skies.
Absolutely. Especially like birds and bats, they're affected by the bright lights, and it can cause them problems with migration patterns, with their feeding patterns. So by working on our lights, that helps the wildlife as well. Absolutely.
Awesome. Anything else you'd like to add?
July 22nd, we are hosting the film Saving the Dark at the Paradise Theater here in Paeonia. It's at 7 p.m. and it's a fundraiser for our group Dark Skies Paeonia.
Thank you so much, Aaron.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.